Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a time when a man of God had to hear a sobering sentence. The man of God I'm speaking of is King David in the pages of the Old Testament, and I'm going to read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 26 and 27, where we read, "When the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when her mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord." The cover-up was complete, or so it seemed. When Bathsheba became pregnant from King David's adultery, instead of confessing, David covered it up. Her husband, one of David's mighty men named Uriah, was away at war, and everyone would know that Bathsheba's pregnancy was due to adultery. First, David tried to cover it up by bringing Uriah and Bathsheba together so it would appear that the child could be Uriah's. After repeated attempts, that plan didn't work. Finally, David had Uriah deliberately killed in battle so that he could quickly take Bathsheba as a wife and so that Uriah could not reveal the offense. Therefore, when Bathsheba heard that her husband died in battle, we have no reason to believe that she was particularly grieved. She probably did not know that David arranged the death of her husband. It's likely that David concealed all this from Bathsheba. At the same time, she was partly relieved to hear that her husband was dead. She may have even had inwardly been glad because now she would not be exposed and punished as an adulterer, and she could become the wife of King David, which is exactly what David did. Our passage simply says, "And she became his wife." Now, this was nothing new for David. He had added wives before, and this was simply one more. The cover-up worked even better than expected, because now David was something of a hero in the eyes of the people. He was the poor widow of one of his mighty men, whom David compassionately took into his own care. People might have even said, "Look how David cares for the widows of his fallen soldiers." Just when we think that the cover-up was a complete success, we read the sobering sentence: "The thing that David had done displeased the Lord." In the entire chapter of 2 Samuel chapter 11, this is the first mention of God in the chapter. God witnessed every event and read every intent of the heart, but his displeasure is only implied until this specific statement. How did the displeasure of God show itself? David didn't have the same relationship with God that he once did. David described this season of barrenness in his walk with God in Psalm 32, verses 3 and 4. Let me read those verses to you. David said, "When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer." Psalm 32 shows that David was under intense conviction during this time, and all the joy in his life evaporated away. David knew the stress and agony of living a double false life. He found no relief until he repented and got right with God again. It was a time of deep agony for David, all the more painful because he was in fact a good man, a man after God's heart. As F.B. Meyer wrote, "The better the man, the dearer the price he pays for a short season of sinful pleasure." David was in that terrible place where he had too much sin in him to be happy in God, but he had too much of God in him to be happy in sin. Because David was a man after God's heart, God would draw David to repentance and restoration. God generously forgave David, but it began with restoring his recognition of sin. He needed to know, not just intellectually, but in a deep inward sense, that the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Friend, if we have displeased the Lord in some way, it's better to know than to not know, so that the matter can be addressed and cleansed by the great atonement of Jesus Christ, and we can be restored to true fellowship once again. Receive that open invitation to confess and cleanse. It's offered to you by your Savior, Jesus Christ. Receive it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.